It was the hottest day of the year. A&E was absolutely rammed, and Karen McCracken noticed there were people still coming in, but they didn't necessarily need to be there.
Our wait to be seen time for non-life-threatening injuries was actually 6 hours. And what I was seeing were young lads tipping up into A&E reception, walking wounded, with their football kit still on, complaining of ankle injuries.
Karen was the on-call manager, and when she suggested the footballers could go somewhere else to be treated, they tapped the address into their phones and off they went. And that gave her an idea.
I was chatting to a family friend who designed a phone application for me. And then I consulted with ED clinicians. And then I went to see Andy in our information business intelligence department.
Now, at first, Andy Fraser from IT was a bit sceptical, but he made use of it at Christmas time.
Yeah, so I've had the development version installed on my phone for some time. So on Christmas Day, I actually had a little incident on tripping over some presents and managed to crack a rib. It was the day after Christmas when I got the real pain, and I actually used the app with view to actually, well, where's the best place for me to go to? Ordinarily, I would have just gone straight to A&E here to UHN, whereas I actually looked at the app and I realised I could be seen in Heywood within sort of 15 minutes. So I presented at Heywood, and I was seen. It was about 20 minutes, I recall, but I was seen, and yeah, I actually used the app for real.
Part of the problem is that a lot of times patients don't actually know whether they should go to A&E or not. But as Dr. Julie Norton, who leads the team, explains, there's now an app for that.
It's very difficult for patients who are not medically qualified to decide where they're best to be treated, and it's up to us to provide that information so that patients can make those choices. And the app makes it very clear what conditions can be treated in what places and what facilities are available in those locations and how long they might expect to wait.
The question, of course, is will the patients use it? Adrian Williams brought his son in after he got a piece of metal stuck in his eye.
Yeah, I think it gives you more options, doesn't it? If you won't wait the 4 hours, you can sit and wait, or Stafford's only got half an hour wait if you're willing to nip down there. So it's just giving you a few more choices, I think.
Let's just click on Heywood Walking Centre. So that's what it treats there. I mean, would you consider going there in future rather than come to A&E?
Yeah, I think I would, yeah. Although my son did go there last night and they referred him here.
Obviously, because they couldn't deal with it there, but by the same time, you know, but if you've got things like wounds, cut, rashes,
yeah,
sprains and
yeah,
things like that.
Yeah, I'd go there, definitely, rather than come and sit and wait up here, yeah. If it was something minor, what they could treat, and I've seen it on the app, yeah, definitely, I'd go there, yeah.
So is this, would you think you'll be downloading it?
Yeah, I think I will, yeah. Yeah.
There's already been a lot of interest in the app from other trusts, and if it proves successful, who knows, you could soon be able to use it to check up on hospitals across the country.